It's a matter of finding the right people to put a real physical education program into effect.
This 1950s film, produced to promote phys ed instruction in schools, sums up many of the present-day concerns about physical education. A school administrator meets with two parents whose son is having trouble keeping up during gym class. The administrator tells the parents that while the homeroom teachers can teach PE, and do, they don't necessarily have all the proper training. He says it's critical to get parents involved in finding ways to enrich the curriculum.
Now, can I count on your help?
I'll say you can. If there's one thing a man likes to see, it's his boy getting the right breaks when it comes to growing up.
Over the years, the way PE is taught in Illinois has changed, sometimes for financial reasons. But at the elementary school level, many school districts still spend extra money to keep a full-time PE teacher on staff. The Arcola School District is one example. It's recess time at Arcola Elementary. Students play basketball, soccer, and jump rope.
That's it! Jumping high!
Like many school districts, Arcola has a designated PE teacher for its elementary school, even though it's not required. But it wasn't always that way. Back in the early 90s, Arcola's grade school homeroom teachers handled PE. Superintendent Gene Krastowski says the district may have to return to that model if the state's financial situation doesn't improve, but only as a last resort.
When we got ready for our reductions, we asked the staff what kind of options there would be for reductions. And those teachers that had taught at a time when they taught PE said that is an option, that's what we used to do. It's not something that we would necessarily embrace or want to do, but it has worked for a long time.
At the middle and high school levels, Krastowski says teachers must be certified to teach physical education, but all grade school teachers are allowed to lead a gym class. While in college, they get training in every area they may have to teach, from art to music to PE. The Urbana School District began requiring its grade school teachers to pick up PE about 30 years ago because of budgetary reasons, and it continues doing that today.
When you get to the gym, we'll go to the center circle, we'll check our shoes. Get ready for that. Let's do our song. Are you ready?
Jill Quisenberry teaches first grade at Urbana's Wiley Elementary. She leads her students to the gym.
Here we go, just a-walking down the hall, singing do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
By the time Quisenberry's class makes it to the gym, other first grade students and teachers are waiting for them. Quisenberry talks to the group about the different stations where students will be assigned over the next half hour.
So we're going to have a small group working on a number line. And then over there, we're going to do some directionality working with some feather fencing. So we'll talk to you about that, okay?
For the teachers at Wiley Elementary, a big part of physical education is integrating what goes on in the classroom with what happens during PE. At one station, student teacher Liesl Booth leads a game called the Red Smacker. Students put on a red foam glove and they punch a picture on a wall that matches a word given to them by Booth.
If you need help reading, that's fine. Ask me. Some of these words are a little bit big. All right, ready?
Cylinder.
Not cylinder, but
circle.
Circle. Circle. He's running. He's got his foam hand ready. He's looking for the circle. Bam! He smacked the wall. He's going to bring it back. Hand in the glove, switch lines. Love it. You guys got it. Good job.
Quisenberry says a big part of physical education is classroom control, which she says can be a challenge for some new teachers.
PE is sort of you go into a big room and you have to use a larger voice usually, and you're trying to organize a game, which is a different thing than trying to organize a lesson. And so that mindset has to change, and that juggling is difficult to learn. That's one of the reasons why we pair up.
My name is Patty Bergen. I'm a teacher at Wiley School in Urbana.
I believe in integration, and I believe that you can do that with sports also. So I created an integrated unit. I've been a sports mom. I was a Sandlot kid.
Bergen is one of those teachers who takes her passion and really runs with it. In this case, it's baseball. She does the regular baseball activities you might expect during a gym class, but she also talks to her students about the science and math of throwing a ball, the history of the Negro Leagues, and she even teaches them some classic baseball songs.
So we learn the song Center Field. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. And we learn the national anthem.
What surprises me most about Bergen is that she is battling cancer and learning how to walk again because of a tumor that left her paralyzed last year. Cancer or not, she says PE is a critical part of the job.
Nothing's too much. I have to adapt, but I have to do for myself what I've done for children for the last
20-some years. I mean, I've worked with kids with hearing, vision problems, Down syndrome. I mean, yeah, children that have been in wheelchairs or broken an arm.
Physical education in Illinois is focused on specific learning standards set by the state, but the curriculum can vary from district to district. Urbana's director of curriculum, Gene Corder, says the district revisits its PE curriculum every 7 years. And during the last revision, the curriculum went from focusing heavily on sports to helping teach kids to set their own fitness goals.
So we know that not every child is going to be a star athlete, but every child should have access to managing their own fitness and their own health as they become adults.
Over at the Arcola School District, the elementary school's PE teacher attends annual physical fitness and nutrition workshops to keep up with state standards. Urbana grade school teachers also get a refresher every couple of years from the University of Illinois Department of Kinesiology and Community Health and Champaign-based publisher Human Kinetics, which puts out recreation videos and books. It's these partnerships that Urbana school officials say help fill in gaps that may exist from not having designated PE teachers. But that's not enough, according to Deb Vogel, who is a retired PE teacher and now a member of the state's Enhanced Physical Education Task Force. She says having homeroom teachers oversee PE is a disservice to students.
To say you're going to cut back on it or leave it up to somebody who doesn't have a passion for it or who doesn't care or doesn't know how to do it, that just seems foolish to me.
While Vogel says homeroom teachers can provide valuable input in the physical health of their students, she believes school districts ought to do what the Arcola School District does and hire designated PE teachers for every grade level.
I'm sure that all elementary school teachers know how developmentally kids change, but I don't know that they know what's developmentally appropriate in the area of physical development.
Assistant Superintendent Donald Owen, who takes over as Urbana School's superintendent in July, says elementary PE teachers are not in the district's strategic plan and therefore not a priority for the school district. He says the district would not implement designated PE teachers at one school or even as a pilot because that would not be in the best interest of all the students and it would most likely not be sustainable.
One of the things that we always balance is if we move in that direction, we're looking at ways of doing it in perpetuity. It's not something we could pilot or say, well, let's try this for a year or let's try this in one building, because that wouldn't be in the best interest of all of our kids and all of our buildings.
If the Urbana School District hires PE teachers at the grade school level, Owen says it would continue looking at ways to integrate physical fitness with the rest of the curriculum. Meanwhile, the Illinois State Board of Education says it's working on revising content standards for literacy, math, science, and social science. A spokesperson says the board will also be doing the same for physical education, but that it's too early to say when. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.